So then you did go to work for an oil company.
I did. You know, out of law school, Phillips Petroleum offered me a job. They were just slow in getting the offer to me, and I had already accepted a job with Hal Calkins. Phillips said, well, we'll pay you more than what they're paying you if you'll join us. Unfortunately, they were late, and they said, well, just say no on this one and come with us. And I said, well, once I say yes, I mean yes. I guess I've been married 44 years, huh? When I say yes, I mean yes.
Right.
So I worked there for a couple of years, and Phillips kept offering me a job. Every 6 months, every 3 months, please come. And finally, I said, okay, I will. If you want me that badly, I'll come. I came to Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
That would have been in 1980. We want to talk about that, but because you were there for 29 years, you became immersed in the history of the Phillips Company and how Frank Phillips started it.
Yes.
You then obviously knew about Waite and Wyatt, and that was a 10-children family too, by the way.
That was a big family. I used to call him Uncle Frank. I hope that's okay. And I don't think people really call him Uncle Frank, but I always did. There was a portrait of Uncle Frank in one of the hallways. He had this nice smile on his face, but he was up there on the wall, and when I'd walk by, it always seemed like he was looking down and smiling at me.
Did his image hover over the company for a long time?
It still does, and in a very positive way. When you think of a father of a company, he was a barber in Iowa. My parents came from Iowa, so I always thought I had a little bit of a connection to him. But he came to Oklahoma, got married. I guess his wife had a little bit of money. He had an idea. He was not an oilman any more than I was an oilman. Next thing you know, he's drilling a well or two. He didn't have immediate success, as I understand it, and it took him a while, but once he got on a roll, he really got on a roll. He built a multinational oil company out of nothing. So I always had a great admiration for a man that I never met.
And then he brought his brothers in, L.E. Phillips, and Waite, too, because Wyatt died. So then they created the Phillips Petroleum Company.
Yeah, and you had Boots Adams.
Right.
So you have Phillips as the founder. Boots Adams was, I think, the second CEO. You have other family members heavily involved. So it was a family company that got pretty big pretty quickly.
And, of course, Waite was a big name in Tulsa with Philbrook, the mansion that he built.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Philbrook Museum of Art. And I'm leading to he and his wife, Genevieve, had two children, Helen Jane and Elliot Chope. I have Elliot Chope's interview on our website, voicesofoklahoma.com.
Okay.
And it was very interesting. And Chope shunned the glitzy lifestyle of his father.
Yes.
Chope just wanted to be a rancher. When I asked him how he liked living in Philbrook, 9 or 10 years old, he says, I didn't care about that. I just assumed he'd be living in a log cabin somewhere.
Yes.
So he chose that lifestyle.
That's interesting. That professor in psychology used to have this poem he made us memorize. What you just said made me remember it. It pops up in my head every now and then. I'll recite it wrong, although it was on the test. It's something to the fact that man is this funny creature. When it's cold, he wants it hot. When it's hot, he wants it cold. He always wants what he hasn't got, something like that. I got the phrasing wrong because hot and got rhyme, but you get the point.
Right.
You always want what you don't have. And if you have wealth, you want the simple life. And if you have the simple life, you may want the wealth to see what that's like. You always want what you don't have for different reasons.
Right. When you were living as a child, was that a dream to become wealthy?
No, it really wasn't. I didn't see wealth around me in any of the places I was at. At a point in time when I started working in an oil company, it was never about the money, but I kept thinking to myself, I think I could run this place someday. I never had a goal to be CEO, but I kept thinking to myself, I could probably do what some of these people are doing if given the chance. And at one point, I finally got that chance.